Big Breakfasts, Rugby League Insider. Dobbo, get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Well, Dobbo, we thought the Rugby League was going to get called off. That was Saturday, and then a sudden about face. What has been going on behind the scenes that none of us know about?
Well, there's been a lot of peace talks. Good morning, guys. And I think one of the biggest things you can thank racing, because when Jeanette Young cancelled all sport, and she meant all professional sport, racing still kept on going. And that was really one of the big factors for the rugby league to go and actually have a chat and say, well, hang on. I've got to say this before we even start. I really feel for Rockhampton. There was no cases of COVID-19 whatsoever. Both St. George and South Sydney were in the bubble and had restrictions that were second to none. They've been getting tested regularly. Rabbitohs were already on a plane on the way to Rockhampton for their Saturday game. It sold out in 10 minutes. The first time Rockhampton had ever had an NRL game. And when they cancelled it, they should have played the game. No fans would have got near the players at all. Absolutely wouldn't have happened. And in the end, they broke the hearts of everybody in central Queensland. Bigger picture at play, no two ways about it. Some people don't even believe we should be still playing rugby league, but that part was
Dobbo,
an overreaction.
Dobbo, yep. Why are we playing rugby league then? Why is that essential to be playing this? Why can't we have a rest for 2 weeks and enjoy the Olympics and then come back to rugby league if it's that important?
Well, that's a good question, but I'm very happy rugby league.
But it's not even that
going.
Just rugby league is still going ahead. AFL's still going ahead. V8 supercars, the netball, V8 like
supercars
rugby union.
Won't be going ahead. Rugby union's in New Zealand next weekend. The netball won't be going ahead. Why is rugby league and racing? What has Volandis got on this government that allows his two sports to
kick it around mental health? It's saying people need it for well-being and mental health.
Oh, come on. Well, why are you shutting small businesses all over Brisbane and breaking people's hearts and there'll be suicides? Why is this allowed to happen? There's two standards.
Yeah, that's the hypocrisy of it all, and that's the thing that I don't understand as well. And Marto, that's a whole different argument, but I do agree with it. But the betting, the gambling around racing, let's not sugarcoat that. That's why racing's still going.
Where are we heading with it? There's two games tonight, Monday night.
So what happened was Saturday night was off. Sunday got shifted to Saturday. Saturday got shifted to Sunday, and the Sunday games are on from tonight. 6 o'clock tonight. So we'll be covering that from 6 o'clock tonight. And look, the protocols are rigid. You would have seen players running out with face masks on. It's no different to the work scenarios. Well, it's no different to the work scenarios than what we're going through.
We're here.
We have to wear face masks at our desks as well. So it's just the way it is. And look, I'm not a health expert, but I have a feeling this lockdown's going to be a little longer than the 2 days that we're currently in at the moment.
Sounds like it.
Obviously, the NRL, for them to continue and for them to give people some interest. Look, the footy wasn't too bad. South Sydney keep on rolling on. Melbourne Storm are the clear favourites. And we've got Broncos with another injury after a good performance.
Who's injured? Anyone important?
Katoni Staggs gone for the season. So he's out for the season. He's back for three games. And was he on Friday night? They were great. We had 30,000 at Suncorp on Friday night. Last night we had 15 people. That was the media and the officials. And that was it for the players.
Keep going like that? No, the games will still be here in Brisbane, but no crowds. Is that where we're at?
I'm on the sideline tonight and I can't even park at the stadium. I have to wear a mask the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's Fox Sports, ABC and Triple M are on the sideline. That's the only three of us.
Jesus.
And then we go from there. Then the NRL officials. And also, obviously the players, and that's it.
Dobbo, Queensland have been so good to the NRL. We thought we were shoo-in to have the grand final here, but Volandis has come out and said MCG.
Well, only if we can't have fans there. If we've got fans there, Margo, people can beat it up all they want. The grand final will be in Queensland.
Right.
But if we can't have fans and we're still in a hard lockdown and there is potentially a crowd who's going to be at the MCG, that's where it'll be. And that's because a bit of a square away for them losing the Origin earlier this year. That would be the only scenario that would take place. But if we've got fans and we're back to some sort of normality, the grand final on the first Sunday in October will be at Suncorp Stadium.
So like everything, the Rugby League grand final and finals will keep on. We'll have to. It'll be a moving feast.
Yeah, that's exactly
right.
We could be in regional. Back to Brown Park in Rockhampton.
Dobbo, our NRL insider and host of The Rush Hour, Queenslander. Thanks for the update, mate.